the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 290 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of August 3rd, 2021. This week, Amala wants to meet your girlfriend, Pamela Henderson. Olympians get frisky on cardboard beds, and hey you, you can't ride that bike in here. I'm CJ and I got with me TJ.
Sup?
And that's it. Tom's still on a sabbatical.
Yep.
So
he's
we'll
on vacation currently. What a bitch.
Oh yeah. He went to a baseball game without me.
Yeah, he did.
And he got to see a kitty at that baseball game.
Yeah, the game wasn't good though.
No, the game was not good.
But there was a kitty. There was a kitty. I was and able to find that clip in about 30 seconds after it happened.
Yeah, for all of you who don't know or didn't watch the Yankee game last night, the Yankee Orioles game, a cat got onto the field, which happens.
Yeah,
they use them fairly frequently.
They use them for rat killing and pest control kind of thing.
But they sneak onto the field sometimes, and I think there were some pretty good chants along the lines of "Let him play, let's go, cat." MVP.
Yep. And then the booing when he finally came off, which took them like 20 minutes to get that cat off.
A while.
Which was nuts. And there was probably like at the end, like 15 people out there trying to get this cat.
And there were a couple people that like put gloves on and stuff. And I think my favorite comment from the guys on the broadcast were like, we don't normally show you when people run onto the field, but I think we're going to make an exception here.
I heard that. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. So you can definitely just go like look up Orioles, Yankees, cat, and it's fun to watch.
Highly recommend. Great stuff. So we'll start the way we usually do with what are you playing? And TJ, what are you playing?
While Dom was gone, I borrowed his Switch to play some Mario Golf Super Rush. I wanted to try the golf adventure version. I was able to get through like mostly the tutorial and like the first tournament, and then got to the second one and I stopped. But this helped a lot playing. Like I wish we were able to play this before we played our game, like all together, because it really teaches you a lot of stuff.
The thing though is it teaches you how to use the button controls.
Yeah.
We were playing with motion controls, which has like no benefits whatsoever besides just having
you can do motion, like it doesn't give you anything more. It just you're using motion controls. That's it. Like it's so much easier to use the button control stuff.
Yeah. But like the button control, like you can control your shot like much more, like to the point where you can put like backspin, front spin, or
top spin. Yep.
Or super top spin or super backspin. I remember which only one of them has a super. But then like as your shot is progressing, you can also make it like your ball move in the air and curve your shot left and right and shit. Whereas like if you're using the motion controls, you're just like, you can hit the ball. Good luck.
It's also the rush version. So you're running and, you know, picking up coins and getting hearts and stuff while golfing at the same time. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just like standard golf.
So did I. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I finished the golf adventure.
Ooh.
And I beat the final boss. Yes. There is a final boss.
Is it Bowser?
There is a boss battle. No, it's not Bowser. But there is a boss battle at the end of this game.
And dumb.
I was not expecting that whatsoever. So
do you just like run around and try to dodge stuff while like hitting balls at him?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh my God. Nailed it. One.
Oh, so good. But I'm not going to tell you who the boss is.
Oh no.
Because you'll never. It isn't anybody. It really isn't. It's just a random thing.
You
but
also
anyway.
Play as your me, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to level up your me too, which I like.
Yeah, I like that version. I also like how if you go too far in one thing, it starts subtracting in other areas. Like I just went for power the entire time until it started really negatively affecting like my speed and my accuracy. Yep. So you'd have to like kind of navigate those. Because I was like, oh, I'll just fucking hit it all the way to the green. I won't have to care about anything else. But at that point, like, my guy was slow as shit. So I was like, well, can't really do that.
So the other thing, too, that you really haven't gotten into, I would say, because maybe because you're just now on the second course, right?
They had just talked about the, like, X Games or X...
Yeah.
Something.
This is where it starts to get weird. It's like, all right, here's a normal round of golf. And you're like, all right, whatever. Like, it's the speed golf, whatever, where you're just running and we're all golfing at the same time. And then it starts getting weirder and weirder because it's like, then they start putting obstacles in. There's a whole course that you have, like, I think, like a limited amount of strokes. It's like 45 strokes and that's it. And you can hit the golf ball to whichever hole you want to in whatever order, but you have to strategically hit the golf ball and it never ends. Like, it's not like you go from one hole to the next. And like each time it's like one entire, like the whole course, the whole 9-hole course is one hole and you're just constantly hitting the ball into until you run out of strokes. And it took me, I had to look up how to do it. I had such a hard time because you're not just hitting the ball at the different, you got to think there's different elevations too. So you're trying to hit this ball up a wall. And the only way you can do that is by using tornadoes that you hit the ball into and it shoots the ball up.
Oh God.
But if you don't do it right, then it lands behind the tornado. So now you got to take a stroke hitting it in front of the tornado and then back at it. Oh my God. It was a nightmare. I'm going to tell you right now.
So
you're
like that. I think me and Dom played it once. The battle version of it. And it's just like, maybe you're just on like an open field and you're just hitting it to, you're trying to get it into the hole quicker than everyone else. And then you have to complete like 3 or 5 holes or something like that to win. Yeah. Something like that.
Are you doing all of the training in between?
Yeah. I've done you hit it into like those pizza pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps so much. Like trying to
that also levels you up much quicker.
Yeah. I did all those because I was like, I just need the points and gold and stuff. The items haven't been great. So I've just been like, fuck it.
Yeah. They get better and much more specific to the holes too.
Yeah. I've definitely gotten, I think I picked up one driver that gave me more top spin.
Yep.
Like automatically. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the pizza putt where it's just a circle cut into kind of pizza slices and then it's got numbers and you have to get a certain amount of points before like 10 rounds or something like that. Or the ones where it's a bunch of concentric circles to the hole and closer you are, the more points you get. That definitely helped me a ton in improving my game just because like you get that, like not just hitting it to the hole when you're like chipping or anything that doesn't mean you get it in the hole. It means you're landing right next to it and you're going to roll about another 20 feet. So it really like makes you, you know, back off a lot and gauge, which is nice.
And it helps you get used to the wind. And I think a big thing too was like realizing that when you're hitting off of a slope, like if you're chipping, and like you're already on like a slope, it's gonna curve your shot too.
Yeah, it's gonna curve.
Like that's another.
Usually the bar like kind of tells you it's gonna.
Yeah.
Pew. And then also, I didn't realize this, but the red things at the top of the bar, like the triangles, like that tells you you have a greater amount of like goofy like side to side motion. Which you don't really get when you're playing motion controls because you're just fucking whacking that bitch. But in this, it like really, and it just, and you can upgrade your control so it doesn't like go fucking nuts. But it's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend doing this before playing like an online, just like even just the first tournament, just to get used to hitting the ball and using the controls and stuff like that. I do like the button pushing. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot lazier. And I feel like the problems that we had with the game were mostly the motion controls not being great.
Yeah.
So I would definitely want to do another. The game would probably be so much quicker if we did button pushes. Yeah. But like, that's also like not the reason why we bought the game. The reason we bought the game was to like play motion control, but it sucks. So it's like, fuck.
It just sucks. Yeah.
So
yeah, that was the big disappointing thing.
I recommend it. I definitely recommend the golf adventure. There's a storyline in there somewhere. I didn't give two shits about it. I just kept skipping through all that shit. Like you're hanging in a house with Charger Chuck and Boo and Toadette and shit. And I'm like,
all
I don't
of that
give a shit.
Falls away so quickly and you don't care about it anymore. Like seriously, it all changes. Like everything about every course is completely different and changes. And I have no idea why you need to start in a house and live in that house.
Yeah,
you just,
I have
like,
no idea. I guess they were trying to go like almost RPG style.
Yeah.
To a degree where you have like a house.
Yeah.
But you don't do anything except sleep in it.
You don't. Yeah.
Like
you don't do anything.
I can see like, oh, you can customize it buy a bigger house or something like that. But there's none of that.
No.
It just adds
annoying things into the game. Like forcing you to go there to sleep until the next day for the next tournament, or like going to the front desk to register for a game. And it's like each time if you fuck up on the course and you have to like you lose or whatever, like I said, you run out of strokes in that one thing. You just have to walk all the way back to the front desk to re-register for the game. And I mean, it's a minor inconvenience, but
they tried to make it like lifelike almost, but it's just annoying. So I would still recommend it. It's a lot of fun, especially playing as you, me against a group of weirdos.
Yeah. So. And it's not repetitive. It's very interesting.
Yeah,
I liked
it's definitely
it.
Interesting. And, you know, I only played the first tournament and I still had a lot of fun with it.
And then you end up with the Buffy me that's like got all these, you know.
Boom. I was able to hit like 200 off of like two. I think it was at 220.
TJ. We got to go for that control,
when I left
man.
The tournament.
That spin.
So like I would hit it. And then everyone else would hit it. And then I would, you know, try to get off hearts and try to run as quickly as possible. And I'd still be running as they were hitting it over my head because I had hit it so much further than the computers. The worst was like in the tournament, by the end of the tournament, like you're at like, if you did decent, you're at like -7, -8. And then the guy in seconds at like +18. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's the fun thing. Like when we played, we were like bogeying and stuff and barely getting par and whatnot. But then like the minute you do the motion controls, it's like, oh, I finished 12 under par. Like it's, you know, like it's incredible.
Get rid of the motion controls, like just button presses, then it's like, well, this is we wrecked this.
Yeah.
So I would I would hella play that. I want to keep playing and figure out.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about the story. Just want to play that weird version you're talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna get weird. Everything about it's just gonna get weird.
Yeah,
especially
it's not already weird
too.
That I'm hanging out with Toadette and Birdo with her big ass mouth.
You know
that Yoshi puts his nose in the fuck. That's how they make more Yoshis, right?
That is true. Yeah, yeah.
Yoshi puts his giant nose in Birdo's nose mouth. I don't know it is. And then there's Gooshing and there's eggs.
Say Gooshing, God. Please, no. Please, no, God. All right. So moving on to some nerd news. I got something. So Amazon rolled out, I think last, maybe it was 2 years ago at this point. I don't remember, but basically a bunch of like stores. So they try to open up their own stores. I think the closest one to us is in the city. But basically the whole premise around it was that you could walk into this convenience store and on your phone, you can have the Amazon app open and you can literally just walk up, put stuff into your cart and then just walk out of the store and it automatically knows what you're putting in your cart and then just charges you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So now what Amazon is trying to do is allow you to pay for stuff with Amazon at their stores using their new Amazon One recognition system, which is a palm print. And to get people to sign up for this and to allow Amazon to store your biometric data of your palm print, they're going to give you 10 whole dollars.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah.
Man, I've seen you'd get way more money fucking selling blood for an experiment than fucking $10. Or they pump you full of weird shit for way more than $10. Also, you wouldn't have Amazon having your fucking palm print.
So,
but, like,
yeah,
why is this just for getting in the store, or is this not, like, related
to this?
No,
for paying. So there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple different stores. Some of the stores were, like, convenience stores where you could, like I was talking about, where you put stuff in your cart and then you just walk out, and there's cameras that are constantly, like, watching you and recognizing, I think, your, I don't know if it's your phone or how exactly. But then this is for, like, they have other stores. So, like, they have pop-up stores or Amazon Books. Well, I don't know what a 4-star is, but they have other stores that accept this way to purchase stuff at the end. So it's no different than, you know, swiping your credit card or, you know, tapping your phone against it, except now you're just scanning your palm, and your palm is linked to your Amazon account.
Uh-uh. Why not just, like, have it so let you have, like, you know, those things you go in the, like, Stop and Shop or some other stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know Stop and Shop's more of us than the rest of the country, but you just have, like, a little scanner that you just scan, and then you just, like, scan that thing at the end of your checkout, and it puts all everything. Just use your phone instead.
I think their whole thing is, like, you know, if you don't have your wallet or your phone on you, because people don't have their wallets
or
the phone
on
them.
Yeah.
When, yeah, like, I'm going to stop into an Amazon store and, oh, no, I forgot my wallet and my phone. You know, the only other two ways to pay for stuff. Good thing they have my palm on
yeah,
on file.
I mean, we've given Amazon a lot. My palm print, I don't know if I feel. I mean, I give Samsung my a thumbprint, and I've given you know, other companies that you can quickly sign in with just your thumbprint, that, but the whole palm seems weird.
Yeah. And, you know, I say this as an Apple user, where I can unlock my phone with my face and I can unlock my iPad with my thumbprint, but all of that's stored on the device, you know. It's not like it's going to a conglomerate that's going to, like, do God knows what with my biometrics data.
Yeah, this just seems, like, weird. Like, the next they're going to ask for, like, you know, just give us a drop of blood.
Yeah.
So we can sign you into your Amazon account.
Let's take a mold of your rectal cavity.
Yeah. What?
Just so we can, exactly.
Wait, what?
You know. So, yeah, that's that. If you want 10 bucks, you know,
if
just
want
need
an easy $10, Amazon will cut your hand off and then send it back to you 3 weeks later.
So Amazon, check out Amazon One if you want to make a quick 10 bucks.
Also, these stores are usually in just the biggest cities.
Yeah, I mean,
in the
US. I don't even know where, like,
I think
there's
one in LA. There's probably one in the city, in New York City. I mean, they're not all over the place. So, and I feel like those cities, $10 are, like, is, like, useless.
So there's so 4-star Amazon 4-star is literally just, I think it's a tech store. No, they have books too.
Oh, awesome. They're making Barnes and Nobles again?
Yeah. It's basically just an Amazon Barnes and Noble, and there's three around us. The closest in Norwalk, the city, or West Nyack, Long Island.
Oh, that's
that
great.
So those are the closest ones to us.
Things I'll never go to.
Yeah. It's
like, I don't see the point. I really don't. Unless it's food. Like,
but then there's also Amazon bookstores.
That's dumb. Because, A, so, that's what they started with, to be online, so you wouldn't need a store. So they're just
backtracking.
Yeah,
does anybody remember when Amazon was an online bookstore? Yeah. That was it.
So they're backtracking, and they put out bookstores out of business, and now are going back to it. which makes no goddamn sense.
Books a Million is still around.
Books a Million is still around.
Yeah, Books a Million.
I think they fucking went wayside with.
Nope. Out of all the bookstores that are still around, is Barnes and Noble and Books a Million. But I think Books a Million is.
Books a Million is very southern. Like, you don't see them around here.
Yeah, there was another one too. I can't remember. There's another one that went out of business.
Borders.
Borders. That's it. Yeah.
Yep. I used to hang out at Borders all the time and read manga.
But
I wasn't
going
to spend like fucking $10 to $15 on an every issue. Fuck that shit. I'll spend 4 hours in a Borders and read shit.
That's that. All right. So what else we got, TJ?
The reason why Borders went out of business, because I didn't buy shit.
TJ didn't buy shit.
Nope. I mean, I could say that about what was the video store in the JV Mall? The Suncoast?
Yeah.
Was that what it was? That place should have stayed open because I bought Dragon Ball Z VHSs and Gundam VHSs all the time. So I don't know how they didn't stay open.
Yeah, there's a couple.
It was also VHSs, which might tell you when I was doing this.
Oh, shit. What did I just find out that was in the mall by us?
FYE?
There's a FYE. I didn't realize it was still
open. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still open.
I didn't realize that was still open when I went in there, because I think the FYE that was in the JV Mall closed and is now a really bad escape room experience.
Yep.
But then I saw in D Block.
Yeah. And then there used to be, this is the local part of this podcast. Then there used to be Media Play and the South Hills
Media
Mall,
Play.
Which was the shittiest mall known to man and got knocked down because it had asbestos.
It's full of asbestos.
Even though the movie theater stayed open because it had $1 and $2 movies. But there Media Play always had really weird shit. Like very like.
But they had bands. Came and played.
Bands came and played, and also they had stuff that wasn't normally found in the U.S. So like CDs that didn't get sold in the U.S. and stuff like that for bands. So it was really awesome to find like those one-off stuff.
Releases, yeah.
I think the internet just killed all those stores because you could just buy it anywhere. So
stupid internet.
So there's the old man and local version of the part of the podcast. I guess I'll do some more news here. So we talked about, let's do an update here. We talked about Activision Blizzard and the nightmarish hell that is working for that company. There's been some updates. So Blizzard Activision is looking to do an internal, review on what's going on. Their response hasn't been great as of lately. So they're looking to do an internal review. Unfortunately, the employees, a lot of the employees of multiple branches.
But did we talk about who they hired for their internal review?
That's what I want to get to.
Okay.
So the employees from multiple studios, almost every studio under Activision Blizzard, have gotten together and formed the ABK Workers Alliance, which is pretty much like a step down from a union. This is the Activision. What the hell's the name of it? Just ABK, I guess. They sent a letter to the head of the CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, saying they're not happy with who's doing the internal review because it is a company named where the fuck is it?
You can do it.
I saw it somewhere. Where'd it go? ABK, nope. Wilmer Hale. Apparently these people have worked with Blizzard before and also have been very against unions, and it pretty much the employees.
The word you're looking for is Pinkerton. If nobody knows what a Pinkerton is, please look it up. You should find out more about the Pinkertons. I would highly recommend it if you're interested in the whole union workers labor union thing that's going on now.
Yeah,
check it out.
Pretty much Wilma Hale is pretty much very, they've worked against these kind of causes before, which isn't
specifically
surprising.
Amazon.
That, yeah. And which isn't surprising that Activision Blizzard went to them for the internal review. But now employees are getting together and being like, no, we can't use these people. They're blatantly going to side with you and find no issues. So they sent out a very long letter to the head of Activision Blizzard to tell them, no, we won't agree to this. We will walk out again, which they've done before. Last week they did. And they won't stand for this, which I 100% agree with them. And I'm not shocked that Activision Blizzard tried to pull this shit and try to do a review, but know that they're going to come out in the end. This also happening was Blizzard president J. Allen Brack, which you've probably seen in announcements with them before. He's kind of not a chubbier dude, but he's got this very long gray hair. He is officially stepping down. It's announced that he's stepping down to look for new opportunities.
To pursue new opportunities.
Yeah. Or quote, get unquote, out while the iron's hot kind of shit.
Yep. And he's been with the company since like 1994. Or he was with EA.
He was with head.
I read that wrong. He was with EA from 94 to 2000.
Yeah. And then
he came to Blizzard in 2006.
Yeah, the guy you've probably seen a lot in their announcements, and he was pretty much the head of
so
World
if that
Warcraft.
Means anything,
he's been there for
EA.
Yeah, yeah, probably got all of their great ideas from him. And he was the head of World of Warcraft forever, so you probably saw him in multiple announcements and stuff like that. Also stepping down was human resources executive Jesse Mezchik. He's stepping down because, of course, all the complaints are HR did nothing or very much did nothing to stop all these harassment complaints that went to his department. People are saying this is a good thing that these people that allowed this stuff to happen, but there needs to be more clean sweeping. You can't just fire one or two people and be like, oh, that was it. That was the problem, people. That's it.
But I also think the problem is that these people are going to step down and then immediately just become presidents and C-suites for other companies.
Yeah.
You know?
They're most likely going to be paid a bunch of money to leave.
Yeah.
Because that's what usually happens is they get some type of money.
They have a contract and they get their contract bought out.
Yeah. So they will most likely not be affected at all. I mean, the way that gaming is starting to be more inclusive with people and not allow this stuff to happen, maybe their name will be blacklisted because no one will want their name attached to their company. Doubtful, because that's not how CEOs and big ups work. But it's a clusterfuck right now, and I'm hoping. There's two co-leaders currently right now taking over, Jen O'Neill and Mike Ybarra. They're relatively new to the company to begin with. One headed one of the other studios, Vicarious Visions, and Ybarra joined Blizzard from Xbox in 2019. So they're very new to the company, so they're hoping that they're not stuck in the ways of how Blizzard works. And that, you know, having two people will kind of counterbalance each other. I don't know. Usually once you start getting to these higher up positions, you kind of have to, you know, play their game or not play at all.
Exactly.
So I'm hoping things change. I'm hoping they unionize, because this will be a big step for tech in general. One of the biggest names in gaming has a union. I'll definitely update as things continue, because this is going to be a continuous thing, the riot shit, which didn't really go anywhere. But this one seems like there's a big enough voice. There's enough voices in the company going, we're not going to stand for this anymore. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see how this turns out, and hopefully the people that got screwed by Activision Blizzard get what they should be getting. Or this also this shit shouldn't happen anymore.
Exactly.
But I'm excited to see employees unionize in tech.
Yeah. Especially in gaming.
In gaming. Because crunch is one of the worst things that happens in gaming. That seems more prevalent than any of the other parts of tech. So hopefully that gets solved with unionization as well.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Cross fingers.
So moving on, I got something real quick. An announcement came out. I think it was yesterday, and we've talked about this before. Amazon is making a. There's a lot of Amazon going on here in their news. They're making a Lord of the Rings show for those who like Lord of the Rings. And it's a big budget thing.
You mean
like,
the wrong people?
Jesus.
I just pissed off everybody.
Everybody.
Also, like, the numbers that were coming out of this show were fucking astronomical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's they're definitely spending a pretty penny on this. So the first series alone, and I don't even know how many episodes it is, cost some around $465 million
Jesus
to produce.
Christ.
And the article that we're looking at compares that to Game of Thrones, which was $15 million an episode, which there are only, I think there are only 8 episodes. So, or like, yeah, is there 8 or 10? I don't remember. Anyway, but still, that's $120 million for the last season of Game of Thrones.
They've quadrupled it.
Almost quadruple, you know, for this. And
which I hope goes to visual effects, because some of the early stuff in Game of Thrones, I've seen shots, isn't great for visual effects. Yeah. The dragon doesn't look too great. Some of the visual effects are really weird. Yeah. So hopefully it goes to that. Have they said also, what this is up, like where this takes, when this takes place or anything like that?
Yes. So this whole thing, first off, so the big announcement is that this is premiering next September, basically. So damn. September 2nd, 2022 is when this releases, and it's all about Middle Earth's second age, for those who know anything about Lord of the Rings. And it says it will follow characters, both familiar and new, but it's still quite a ways in the past. And I think it's going to deal with a lot of stuff.
The third age is what happened in the movies?
Yeah, a little bit before that and stuff.
And then the fourth age is like after Sauron's gone.
Yeah, so this is all about a long-feared reemergence of evil to Middle Earth.
Maybe it's like beforehand, I'm guessing.
It's from what I read, it's a couple hundred years before.
So you potentially see Gandalf.
Yeah, there's still like wizards and elves that can definitely be a part of it.
Yeah, you just won't see any of the humans or
but it'll be relatives. Like, yeah, usually it'll be relatives of those humans in some way. The long-lived families and whatnot. And I believe it's going to have something to do with all the sets around, maybe not Gondor and whatnot. I cannot remember exactly. Well, this says the series will take place thousands of years before.
Yeah,
the
ages are
Lord
pretty,
of the
pretty expansive.
But still, I'm curious to see like what that means. I feel like at that point, it's like
it might be like the starting of some of the clans and stuff like
at that point. Yeah. But yes, as the series will premiere in more than it'll be on Prime Video next year. and it seems like a big deal. I know that I don't know how much I can really talk about. I probably can at this point now, but I participate in a lot of like the Amazon preview surveys, so I get to like see a lot of stuff. Like I got to watch Invincible, the first three episodes of Invincible before it came out.
Yeah.
And I was actually a part of this survey. I actually got to take a survey on like what people wanted to see. And there was some talks in there about like possibly doing an Aragorn prequel basically of like his life. And,
well, just
and
him
whatnot.
Being like, you know, out and about and,
you know, where
shit.
He kind of turns down being the king and then, all that good stuff, but they decided to go a much different way, which I'm glad they did. It's better to go farther, I think, in the past than it is with like a prequel or something. So, I don't know much about it. I like Lord of the Rings. I've read The Hobbit. That's about it. But I am excited to see, just what this comes to be for, you know, almost a half a billion dollars. So,
yeah. So this takes, if it's the second age, it begins right after the banishment of Morgoth, which is like pretty much the guy before
Sauron.
He's like the big guy beforehand. So okay. It's right after his banishment. It's pretty much like, it's probably just like the world kind of healing from that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to read fucking Lord of the Rings shit, dive into the wiki. Cause that's a fucking,
oh, yeah.
I've read so much of that shit just cause of the hole that you just disappear into.
There's
like,
a lot.
It's like a Wikipedia.
Yeah. The
fucking.
There's a lot. And think about
this also involves Stella Brimbor, who's from the games.
Yes.
So this also has the forging of the One Ring as well.
Yeah. So
and
you
Sauron,
think
this could be part of Sauron's rise. This could involve Celebrimbor to a degree as well.
Yeah.
So who knows?
You got to think all this. You got this. I don't know how much of this is going to. I don't remember. I don't know what's in the Silmarillion. To be honest, I know the Silmarillion's kind of like a was written. Hold on. What was written first? The Hobbit was written before Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Silmarillion was written after the Lord of the Rings. I don't remember. But like that would be considered a prequel. So I'm sure there's a lot taken out of that. And I mean, it just blows my mind that there's five books. And I know I'm probably going to get yelled at for that. But like the amount of material, you know, that is available
for the movie
from those books. No, but just like how much information is out there, you know, in the world for what feels like such a small book series in comparison to like what we have nowadays. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, pretty much the second age is the rise and fall of Sauron.
Sauron.
More or less.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
I'd be excited to just see what they do exactly, because a lot of us, some of this was, or a decent amount of it was covered by the games themselves. So I don't know if this is going to be in the war, before the war. I'd be curious to see what's going to happen with this. I'd just be curious to see if they add in anything from the games.
Yeah, I'm
which
sure.
Which would be awesome.
Sure. Yeah. So. All right. So last thing, TJ, what you got?
So there was a game showed off for PlayStation E3 last year, I think it was, called Stray, which was just a cat roaming around like cyberpunk-ish with robots and shit. So they actually showed another trailer of the game of doing quests and exploration, combat and stuff. Also, there's a little hovering robot that follows you called B12 that apparently translates the world for you pretty much. So you can like read stuff and talk to people and stuff like that, but it's through the robot. And that's kind of how they do it. They also announced a release date for PS4, PS5, and PC, which is awesome, in early 2022. So, you know,
nice.
six months from now, we could be playing Stray, which I'm really excited. It just looked really cool.
Yeah,
and
it looks like fun.
And the gameplay looked awesome, and just how everything looked just looked pretty cool, but also playing as a cat sounded awesome.
Yeah.
B12 apparently, which also translating the world for you, where you also put stuff in your little kitty backpack because you don't have thumbs. And then also, apparently he's got a disintegration ray. So yeah, he could do that too. But it's mostly just like a stealth game with puzzles as well, which I'm excited for. The game looks really cool. Just you being a cat in this world of like cyber robots just seems really cool. And I'm excited for this game. I can't wait. And it's coming to PC, so I'll take that. Because it was for before, we just knew it was coming to PS4 and PS5.
That's awesome.
Very sad about that. And then now they've shown that it's coming to PC too. So early 2022 for that. And
you get to be a kitty.
I get to be a kitty. Like, I'm not usually like a puzzle game person, but I 100% would play this game.
Yeah.
Because kitty.
Because kitty.
Because kitty.
All right. So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. So let's finish off with some geek on, geek off. I got something real quick. So the Olympics are happening, for those of you who aren't aware.
Living on
aware.
A fucking rock, apparently.
And of course, like, it's there's a lot to go around here. It's Tokyo 2020, you know, the COVID pandemic canceled the Olympics.
Yep.
And they decided not to rebrand it, which I thought was a good idea because like 2020 was just perfect and everything.
Their
marketing
was
so good
that there was going to be like, you know, some experiment on a kid and he turned into a monster and kill everybody a la Akira, because it happened during the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So everyone was kind of like,
what are we waiting for?
Oh, God.
So like there's a lot going around this whole, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on here, mostly because like, you know, there has to be all these like these COVID precautions like put into place and whatnot. So all these, you know, huge auditoriums were built and whatnot, all these different venues, and nobody's allowed inside.
Yeah, they're empty as shit.
Yeah. So if you've been watching it, like all the stands have been empty. There's no people like in there. Basically, it's just like the athletes, you know, anybody helping and the judges and whatnot. And you know, the Japanese people really did not want this to happen. They did not want it to go forward.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, look at what's going on right now. It seems like there's a resurgence of COVID happening right now.
I think it's more they spent the money and were like, we need to get our money back for this and we need to have this happen.
Yeah. And really what kind of sucks for Tokyo is that all they're going to pretty much get out of this is probably ad revenue, if they even get a cut of that. Like, I'm not even sure,
because usually,
you know,
it brings tourism and all these different people, but none of that's happening. So they're definitely, I think they're just trying to cut their losses and move on.
Yeah.
Which sucks for the athletes that like, that's what this Olympics is just like, let's get it done so we can get over it.
Yeah, I think so. And again, like I'm not the biggest fan of the IOC.
I don't think anyone's a fan of the IOC.
It's like they're no better than FIFA.
Yeah, it's the same fucking, it's all the same goddamn people.
Probably. They're just horrible, evil people that just don't care about anybody. And there's a lot of controversy that's been going on. It especially like today, you know, I've been watching the Olympics and for the most part it's been practically normal, and then I watch like track and field is just starting now, and you see like I was watching the men's hurdles and you're like, all right, this is pretty cool, and then you cut to the women's hurdles and it's literally like, okay, the men's hurdles, like they're wearing like, you know, like tight fitting t-shirts and shorts, and then it cuts to the women's hurdles and like literally it's a bikini. Like these women are basically running in bikinis.
You look at like the funny shit that happens in like beach volleyball and stuff too, where like there was a team, I think at the last Olympics, that wore like short shorts instead of like the bikini that they pretty much wear. And I think they were fined.
That was this Olympics. So
it's kind of ridiculous.
Germans.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was a German team that wore shorts, and they basically said, like, if you come wearing your shorts, you're going to be disqualified. But it's like, if you look up the official ruling, it's like 10 centimeters. Like, the bikini bottom is not allowed to be more than 10 centimeters. And it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, they're like, just like, well, you know, people will watch if they can see ass. So, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's just crazy. But I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stuff besides that. You know, and of course,
been watching a lot of stuff on TikTok, and a lot of it's like athletes just making TikToks of like what's going on, how you do things here in Japan, and how everything's going on in the Olympics. A lot of them involving the thing you want to talk about.
So going into what TJ was talking about and TikTok, an Irish athlete posted a TikTok about the beds. So the Tokyo 2020 is all about sustainability. So what they decided to do is make all of the beds out of cardboard. Yeah. So in the Olympic Village,
not court cardboard. Yeah. The top actually has these like plastic cushions that you can actually exchange for different softness or hardnesses, which are That's really cool. It's like split into thirds. And you can just slide one out and put a different one in, and you can kind of get the bed you want, which is kind of really cool.
Yeah, no, it's this whole like sustainability thing that they're going for is really cool. But like the whole joke around the beds is like, well, can a bed, you know, like can a bed really support a person? And this Irish athlete posts on TikTok a video of him jumping up and down on his bed. But the whole joke around it is just like, you're not allowed to, I think, or you're not supposed to have sex in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's looked down upon.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you put the fucking Adonises and fucking and people that look like Greek gods and goddesses in one place who have probably been not doing anything besides training
for a little time
off between events.
Yeah,
they're gonna fuck. I mean, these people look amazing.
Yeah, so they're at like the peak of, you know, they're like in their mid-20s or something, like early mid-late 20s, the peak of fitness, and everybody's gorgeous and just felt, and you know, adrenaline's pumping from all the events, and everyone's excited. You're in a new strange place, and you're never gonna see these people ever again.
Yep.
So why not do a little bit the, you know, horizontal monster mash on a cardboard bed. But yeah, I just thought that was funny, and just how many people talk about that. Yeah,
people are breaking, they made these beds because they don't want people to have sex on them, but it's more sustainability. And there's been a ton of TikToks of just different countries just like, you know, jumping on the beds and doing like cool moves on it and stuff, and the beds are fine.
Yeah,
I've seen one video of someone who like broke the end of the bed, but like they landed really hard on it. So like that makes sense, but it probably would have broke if they'd made it out of particle board. So I don't see that being the issue. It's just really cool to see that a lot of the athletes are being interactive with this one. I've seen like people going like, oh, this is how we get food, or like, this is what we do while we're waiting for our events and stuff like that. And you really get to see like an in-depth look into the Olympics that you normally wouldn't get. Usually it's just coverage of the events and that's it. This is more of like, you know, what are the athletes actually like? You know, most of them are just putzing around and just hanging out and stuff, and just normal people. Mm-hmm. You think they're like these, you know, just sports fanatics, but they're just normal people just hanging out and doing weird shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us Joe Schmoes.
just like me. Me who I don't think I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I pulled my back the other day going down a slip and slide.
You fucking old shit.
It was literally my first, like, everyone's been playing on it, it looks fun, let me try it. And I go down it once. I get to the bottom and literally the right entire right half of my back is just like,
you old
on fire
bitch.
And like I couldn't breathe. I'm like, oh God. You know, I work from home. I don't leave this chair. Sedentary lifestyles. But besides that, I think another cool thing that I did want to talk about is the, you know, the whole point of the beds being made out of cardboard is that they're recyclable and they're made from recycled materials. And so is a lot of other stuff, including the metals. So Tokyo back in 2017, when they knew they were going to be hosting the Olympics, started a huge, organized a huge thing with their citizens where it was like, donate all of your old cell phones. And they harvested all of the parts out of those cell phones to make the bronze, silver, and gold medals.
Ooh,
so all the
cool.
medals are made of recycled materials. And they focused a lot on basically trimming their carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they actually ended up with a negative. Like the carbon that they're creating is a lot still, but it's somehow like, it's like with everything else that they did between like shuttling people around with electric cars and all the recyclable things. Mm-hmm. I think they still ended up with a negative footprint, which is pretty awesome.
It's also probably just cool for the athletes to see, because Japan is very forward with technology. Yeah. So like they're probably seeing a lot of new stuff that companies are probably trying to show off.
Not allowed to build an
army,
an offensive military.
Yeah. You're just like, we're just going to go fucking full tilt in technology. Yep. And it's also just like their culture is very like, we're one community, let's move forward kind of thing.
Yeah, you get cool technological advances and tentacle porn.
Yep. I mean, you can't get one without the other.
I guess.
Yeah. It's cool to see. There's just a lot more coming out of this Olympics than I feel like the last one. Last one was Rio,
And that was bad.
Yeah, everyone was just like, everyone's gonna die, and it's shady. And you know, a lot of the Olympics, they end up having to move people in order to build these arenas and stuff, and that was a huge issue in Rio. And
Rio was kicking people out,
Sochi Winter Olympics as well.
Yeah,
I don't think it was as bad with Japan, but.
I feel like I didn't hear anything, but then I feel like Japan is
there's also
like
been like you know, a lot going on, so if that happened, I feel like media would downplay it,
because
I think they're trying to use this as like a come together moment after such horrific things have happened in the last year.
But they're also no good.
It's just cool to see the Olympics, and it's cool to see athletes, you know, showing their point of view, which is nice.
Yeah. Just like to keep talking about it for another second. Also this is Tokyo's second time hosting the Olympics. They hosted it in 1964. Another thing though that I thought was kind of, so there's a lot of stuff changing. What I like about the Olympics is just to see how much it changes every year, just because like it's insane to me that this is like, oh shit, I don't even remember which Olympics this is. 50 something, 30 something? I don't know. I have no idea which one it is. Anyway, the Olympics has been around for so long that there's sports that have come and gone. So there's new sports. Like this year they have, what are they calling it? Sport climbing, I think.
Yeah.
Which includes bouldering and like speed.
Which
rock
is pretty
climbing.
Dope. Well, they've also added, you know, skateboarding,
all,
like
yep.
extreme sports, quote unquote, kind of stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool and stuff like that. The weightlifting events had the first out transgender athlete, so women's weightlifting. And it was kind of really interesting. And I was watching a little bit on this, and she basically like doesn't want to be a role model, wanted her Olympic experience, and was like, I'm going to go back to New Zealand, back into obscurity. Thanks everybody for the good time. Now leave me alone.
She just wants to be an athlete, but unfortunately has to be kind of
because of the course,
because she's like the first. So she has to be this kind of role model, but that's not really what you want to sign up. That's not really what you sign up for. You just sign up to be the best you can be. And some people don't want that shit. Some people are fine with it and can roll with it, but some people just want to do their sport. which I understand 100%, but unfortunately, news doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and they also mixed a couple of the sports, and by that I mean they're no longer like male and female. They're just sports, which I believe includes, oh goodness,
shooting.
There's shooting. One of the team shooting events was mixed, and there is a mixed running event. I believe it was it was one of the relay events was mixed. So that's interesting too, to see how more events, more sports where it's like there may not really need to be a reason for it to be a men's version and a women's version.
Like, shooting doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, I mean,
it's physical, but it's not in a way that the genders
reflexes,
can make a difference.
It's your eyesight, reflexes. It's,
I mean, there's
really,
some sports it's just men, women being built, like, biologically built different.
Yeah.
Which would be hard to have both of them in the same group, but a lot of sports can, you know, mix together, which be 100% fine.
Yeah, it was like when I was watching swimming, and I was like, I was watching, what was it, Ledecky, the U.S. swimmer, and, you know, she was breaking a bunch of records and stuff, and I saw her, like, her swimming speed, and this was in the one of the relays, so, like, to me, her being like that last leg, like she's going all out in that relay to win it because she's the last leg, you know, you're the anchor. She was swimming, I think it was 1.64 meters a second. And I was like, damn, that's pretty fast. And she was like in the fastest of that relay. And then I started watching the men's swimming, and they were swimming 1.8 something meters per second. I was just like, damn, like it's just amazing how much like fat distribution and how, like maybe you're... Yeah. Your height is different, or, you know, and really, like, as to me, like when it comes down to men, women, it's just like how well you can build muscle, fat distribution, stuff like that. Because like height really doesn't change too often.
Not really. I mean not really. Usually it's
I think it depends on the sport. Like, you know, if you're looking at like basketball players, like they're all going to be tall. Like, for the most part,
I think it'd be more beneficial just to have like a weight or height class in sports than gender.
Yeah. Which is why I've seen, not in this Olympics, but like some people have started mixing like wrestling events. Cause if it just comes down to like weight classes, then, you know, really like, what's the difference? Like if they're the same weight, then, you know, hopefully that means their muscles should be about the same.
Similar.
Or whatever.
I'm looking at the sports they discontinued for the Summer Olympics. It's a lot of like pretty brand name sports. Like rugby's on
brand
there. Rugby's
sports.
Not in the Summer Olympics, which is crazy.
What do you mean? Rugby is. I watched women's rugby the other day. Rugby is definitely.
Says it's a discontinued sport.
Interesting.
Shortly after drop the rugby union, since then there's been numerous attempts to get the sports back, to include the sevens version of the sport, apparently. Oh,
a what version?
It went away and then came back. It was in 1900s, 1908, 1920, 1924, and 2016. It is not in the 2020 Olympics, apparently. Cricket,
gotcha.
Lacrosse, polo, water motor sports apparently was a thing.
Interesting.
Tug of war, which I'd love to see come back.
Olympic tug of war.
That's dope as hell. Also, figure skating and ice hockey used to be in it, but then they made the winter sports.
Winter,
just
the winter
weird.
Olympics.
But it's cool to watch. It's just overall just really cool to watch every four years to see.
I found a list of the mixed gender events.
Oh,
so there's 18 mixed gender events, which is archery, athletics, which I believe is the a lot of the weightlifting stuff, maybe badminton, equestrian, which makes sense, judo, sailing, again, like Doesn't matter. It's about your boat and how you use your boat.
Yeah.
Shooting. Swimming has mixed events, but I think that's more for, again, the relays. Table tennis, tennis, and triathlon. And then there's gender balanced events, whatever that means, for canoe, rowing, shooting, and weightlifting. Oh, if
that's more, goes by weight and height.
I think by gender balanced, it means like
similarly this built is, people.
Well, no, like if you have a team of four people, you can't have a team of like three men and one woman. It still has to be like balanced. Yeah, just so everybody women, has the same amount of, you know, especially like when it comes to like to rowing and stuff, it can be like, mm-hmm. well, we could mix, but we decided to go with four men or something, you know,
like archery makes 100% sense. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Why did we split these?
Yeah.
These sports just cause like, it doesn't make a difference. Like being built differently doesn't really make a difference in archery.
Yeah.
I'm shooting curious, or anything like that.
Yeah. I'm curious about the judo. So there's a judo mixed
judo
team,
would be weird,
but it's a mixed team.
So it might so, be.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And it's one of those things where I've like, I've been waiting for that with like, not that like I meant for us to talk about the Olympics for like 20 minutes, but whatever.
That's fine. It's the thing happening right now.
Yeah, it is. It's like gymnastics. Like there are so many events and it's just, it's really interesting to me how like the men get the parallel bars and then the women get the uneven bars, you know, or like the men don't do I don't think there's a floor routine for men. And it's just like, I don't know, like I'm surprised that that hasn't had something yet either, where it's a mixed team.
I think it's because the women's gymnastics usually brings in crowds where the men's isn't as much. I feel like a lot of focus. Also, there's a lot of controversy with the women's gymnastics as well, just with the abuse and stuff like that, which
that is true. Yeah.
Is not to be, you know, forgotten. Especially with the last Summer Olympics, there was a lot of controversy as well. There's always the sport, the pentathlon is always the sport. I'm just like, why would anyone subject themselves to all of this shit?
Hold on, wait. Okay, I'm gonna guess because it's just five sports, right?
It's five sports. Can you guess all five?
Swimming,
yep, 200 meter freestyle swimming,
biking
is not one of them.
Biking is not one of them?
No, biking is not one of them. There is a ridden sport.
A ridden sport?
Yep.
Oh, God. Is it like a boat? Is there a boat?
Nope.
One in there?
Nope.
All right. I'm never mind. There's probably a running thing in there somewhere, but what are they?
So you have épée fencing.
What?
So just fencing, more or less. Épées are...
But what? This is one person who's doing all five of these.
Yes, they're doing all five of these. They do épée fencing, pistol shooting, so the air, like the air pistols, which, speaking of nerdy shit, was who was the girl that had the Witcher amulet that like blew up?
Oh,
I can't remember what country or name, but apparently she like had a Witcher amulet on like multiple times.
She was from Poland,
like, or Sweden, or so, like wherever the game I think is made. So it's épée fencing, pistol shooting, 200 meter freestyle swimming, show jumping on horseback,
what,
and 3 kilometer cross country running.
Wow.
Apparently, the running is being replaced by a track event in 2020, so that might be a little bit different.
Still.
Can you guess what country has the most medals in this event?
Russia.
I'll give you a heads up. The USA is even in the top 10.
I'm going to say Russia.
It is Hungary, followed by Sweden and the Soviet Union.
Hungary. I was in the top 30. Wait, the Soviet Union.
Yep. They're still, and then Russia's behind them, which is kind of funny.
But, wow, that's interesting that like Soviet Union is still.
Yep, still third with still 5 gold, 5 silver, and 5 bronze. Hungary at first has 9 gold, 8 silver, and 5 bronze with a total of 22 medals. This has been going on Since 1912, the pentathlon has been happening. Probably not in the same things, but yeah, it's been happening. There was a team version from 52 to 92, and the women's only started in 2000.
Okay, pentathlon. I'm going to send you... I found the name...
Oh, I have to say the name, don't I?
I'm going to make you say the name. This is the name of who you're looking for who had the Witcher medallion. She's Russian.
Vitlina Batsarashkik? Batsarashnika? No, Bashnarakina.
Rashkina.
Rashkina. Batsarashkina.
There you go.
Vitlina Batsarashkina.
Vitalina.
She was part of the shooting, I think she was.
Yeah, 25 meter pistol.
Yeah. And she was Russian?
Russian.
Right? Yep. Or quote unquote Russian, because Russia's not allowed to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, she's the ROC.
Yeah, they're part of like the we don't have a country that can participate here, so we have to do this instead. Which is nuts, because that group's got to be, went from like probably a few countries to fucking ginormous because it's goddamn Russia.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy that one person has to pull off fencing, pistol shooting, swimming, horseback riding, and then a 3 kilometer cross country running, which is crazy. I don't know what person should put themselves through that kind of shit.
That's too many things to try and be good at.
Yeah. Which is nuts. And there was also a picture that was floating around of like top athletes in their sport, like pretty much like wearing almost nothing, just like shorts or shorts and a little top, to show the difference in builds between all the sports. And it's fucking crazy how people are built different. Like some people are like fucking twigs, and then you have the weightlifters who are fucking ginormous.
Yeah. If you look at the difference between, like, especially the weightlifters, the I would say like the track events, especially like the high jump dudes, because those guys are like sticks.
Yeah.
And then you look at like the gymnasts, who are usually like on the shorter side.
Yeah, very short and kind of just toned. And it's just like, what the fuck? It was just a crazy, and they did men's and women's, and it was just crazy to see the difference. And then you have the pentathlon, which is like, you're just like right in the middle of everything, because you just have to be built for everything.
This is too much.
Yeah. And there's a men's and women's version of this. So,
check out the Olympics.
Pretty much the side note for the pentathlon, the modern one is apparently you're supposed to experience what it's like to be a 19th century cavalry soldier behind enemy lines. So you're supposed to be able to swim, run, you know, shoot a pistol, use a sword, because that was still something you would do in the 1800s. So it's just kind of crazy. It's cool. That's definitely something I'd watch. I think it's already happened, but fuck it.
Yeah. Well, if you have the Peacock app, you can just watch all the replays.
Yeah, watch that shit, because fucking Snoop Dogg's on there making commentary. It's the greatest thing in the fucking world. All
and he's not
clips.
Censored.
Oh, he's not censored in the slightest. He was dropping F-bombs every 30 seconds. He does not give it. And, like, it's great to see, because he's there to, like, you know, watch the events and stuff, but, like, he's also just a normal person, so he's just like...
He has no idea. Like,
yeah, he
just
has no idea
much
what's
as
going on and doesn't really, like... You know, they were talking about pentathlon, and he was like, 5 hours? No, I ain't watching that whole thing.
Yeah. That's too much. I'm going to go get a snack.
It's hilarious. If you can find the clips of Snoop Dogg and who's the comedian that's with him?
His name is out of my head now.
Shit. I can't remember. Really, really popular comedian going on right now.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg, which is hilarious team up to begin with. It's just really fun. Go watch the fucking clips of that, because that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, TJ, I want you. Yeah, go check out the Olympics.
Yep.
It's still going on for a little bit more. And I'm still kind of waiting for the rock climbing to begin. I don't think it has yet. Yeah, that'll be cool. I think it will this week. So
it's not speed climbing, right? It's just standard.
It is. There's
it's
three.
Speed climbing?
There's speed climbing.
Crazy shit.
No, speed climbing I can understand. Because speed climbing, it's always the same. Like at that point, it's just muscle memory to get up there as fast as you can.
Well, no, they change around where all the things are.
It's no. It's fucking bouldering that blows my mind, because it's like, here's a round ball that we've cut in half and glued, and like people are just like somehow hanging onto this round
shit
object. And it's like, how do you get your body to stick to a wall like that? It's nuts.
It just,
people can
for
crack
me, it's
nuts with their fingers.
Crazy to watch speed, speed climbing, just because it's like, you know, it's, you know, a tenth
it's
of
fast,
a second
man.
They're fucking up the wall. It's just like, holy shit. So speaking of Japan, the Pokemon Company recently announced that they're doing a giveaway. What they're giving away is a real life version of the Gen 1 bike. So if anyone remembers the bike, which made life so much easier in the Gen 1 games, it was just like a two wheeled bike that was just like this little scooter thing. Unless you rode indoors, and then Professor Oak from the heavens knew you were doing that and told you, stop your shit, get your shit, and get out.
That bitch was spying on you with that Pokedex he gave you the entire time.
While he was banging your mom.
Yeah, that's how he knew. It had GPS in it, so you knew when he was getting home, so you could get out of your mom's bedroom fast.
Whoop. Apparently this is only for Japan. They're not doing international shipping. You can use a hashtag to kind of enter by tweeting out this hashtag. That's fucking...
It's over.
It's
today's last day.
Oh, today's the last day. So by the time you're listening to this, it's already over. This apparently was, it cost $1 million in game. So you couldn't actually buy the thing. You need a bike voucher in order to get it. Because you could only have 999,999 Poké dollars. And it was $1 million, so you couldn't actually buy the fucking thing. This bike includes, which is a real bike. You can ride the fucker. I don't think anyone actually would. I think they would just show it off at like,
I don't know.
This bike meets. Would you use this? Like,
If I lived in Japan in an area where I could ride it,
I wouldn't use it with the tires though. I'd get new tires and stuff because the tires
that I would agree
little
with.
Like they show Pokeballs and Master Balls in the tire tread. There's I think a Pikachu hidden somewhere on the thing, and it looks exactly like the one in the game.
In the rims.
It also plays the bicycle theme from the Gen 1 Pokemon games, which is hilarious.
Blast that shit, man.
Yeah, there's a minimalist etching of Pikachu's head, as well as the heads of the game's three starter Pokemon in it. And they're giving this away. It's a one-off bike. I could definitely see them making more of these. It would be cool to see them make more of these, like get with like a toy company or a bike company and make more of these, because it's a functional bike. So, and it'd be really cool just to see, but it's really, I just thought it was funny to see this thing and that it plays the theme while you pedal. So
yes,
which probably would make you want to shoot yourself in the face after a while, but that first 10 minutes you'd be like, this is the coolest thing ever. I wonder if it goes like the speed that you like pedal, so like you could just go really quick and just like it was just cool to see. It sucks that it's only Japan because they're not doing international shipping, but hopefully someone they recreate this thing. That would be cool. Or a company picks up the design and goes, hey, we're gonna make a bunch of them. It'd be cool also if they made like an electric version.
Maybe they made
the current bike from Sword and Shield that has like an electric like push, but they just made a pedaled electric bike, which would be
almost
really
like
cool.
An electric moped.
Yeah, more or less. And it'd be cool to have that, but I thought it was just cool. Check out the pictures of it. They show a bunch of angles of it and like the little details. And it's just cool to see. So go check that out.
check that out. So that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Wow, iTunes.
iTunes.
Everybody, what is iTunes?
Is that like the knockoff iTunes?
I guess. All right, everybody say bye quick.
iTunes.
Shit.